the YouTube show Hot Ones. Karma Sauce has had two of their sauces on the show, Extreme Karma and then Burn After Eating. And they actually make the Los Caliente sauce. So anytime I go into their factory downtown, they always have hundreds of cases ready to ship out. So it couldn't have happened to a better guy. The owner, Gino Zach, he is unbelievably the nicest guy I've ever met. And the rest of the crew as well. I can't say enough good things about those guys.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Bauberg Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I'm here with Chris Whitehair. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, good late afternoon, early evening, Ben. I'm glad to we found the time to make this happen. So I had to reschedule the first time. That was my bad. My site went down, if you remember. So
I do remember. I feel like I might have canceled at one point. Our family had COVID.
The second one, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm happy to be here with you today. You are the owner of Flower City Flavor Company. I, in front of me here off screen at the moment, have a whole array of stuff that I bought from you. And I've tried a couple of these. They're all amazing, but I want some feedback on what I should use them for.
Sure.
And I do want to note the fact that you are the second nicest beer that's ever been on the show. aside from Who'd my own. Aside from You're, my okay. own. So,
this is the 10-month quarantine beer that I just, you know, when this all started, end of March, early April, I just kept it going. So I've never had it this long. I always have facial hair, but never anything this crazy. So. But I just kept it going. We'll see how much longer. Now, originally, I mean, I've been shaving since I was 14 years old. I got sick of shaving. I didn't want to shave every day. That's why I did the beard. Now the beard is more maintenance than shaving is. So I'm like, oh, I lose either way.
It is funny how a beard, I mean, I'll be honest, I get a little bit of dandruff, dry skin this time of year. And I'm like, my beard's making me, this is more maintenance than not having a beard. But I think it looks good. It's worth it to look good for the people I talk to.
I got all the shampoo and oils and balms and all that. So
we'll have to start a whole new show, Rochester Loves Beards or something like that. We'll talk about trimming. We'll talk about edging, the whole shabam. But that's a completely different topic. Flower City Flavor Company. People can make assumptions. Let you tell us what it is. What kind of flavors do you guys sell?
So I'm really focused on the small batch, the smaller company kind of, sauces, barbecue sauces, seasonings, olive oils, vinegar, jerky, coffee. If it tastes good, I want to carry it. So, now, all things flavor. My motto is try something new. That's my main thing. That's what I try to get across with what I do. Especially there's a lot of local Rochester, which some of the sauces and items do have a lot of great Rochester companies that, okay, everyone knows Country Sweet and Dinosaur Barbecues and Bill Gray's. And there's nothing wrong with those. Those guys are all awesome. I love all those sauces. But my goal is to get some of these other companies into their level of recognition, especially in the Rochester area and beyond, of course.
I love it. And let's walk through these in a moment. Just to preface this, guys, and Chris and I were talking about this earlier offline. I'm definitely a minimalist with my cooking. I am not a chef. I'm not a sous chef. I'm the guy that has eggs and cheese and chicken and broccoli and puts butter on it, maybe some dinosaur barbecue on things, but I'm very simple. So when it comes to a sauce, that's super important to me because my cooking is not incredible, but if you get a good sauce on it, that can really make the meal, right? So
absolutely.
Let's walk through some of these because I want feedback on what I should put it on, maybe give the listener some ideas. And a lot of people do listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify. If you're listening there, you might want to head to rochesterbusinessconnections.com so you can see, you know, I've got these here in front of me, but we can talk about it regardless. But rochesterbusinessconnections.com is where you can see this happen. And I'll start with the green one. I'm not sure if my green screen will pick it up properly. Or, hey, not bad. But it's the Death by Chili Mild. Death by Chili Sauce. Who makes this and what do I put it on?
Yeah, so Death by Chili Sauce is, again, it's a local Rochester-based hot sauce maker. I'm good friends with the owner. He's actually... I mean, since I've got to meet him, I actually do all his online sales. So the only place online you can buy Death by Chili Sauce is at flowercityflavor.com. Mm. And that's been a huge boost to my business. I wouldn't be where I am today without him and his trust and me handling all his online sales. So the name Death by Chili, it's not, none of the sauces are as hot as the name, especially the mild. The mild, there's almost no heat. I would give it a 1 out of 10. That's pushing it. It's a nice cayenne base. The mild version has New Mexico chilies in it. You get the sweetness of local New York honey in it. And people who don't like hot sauce, they're big fans of it. And the original. The original has a little more, it's got the heat. It kind of lingers in the back of your throat. You think it's going to take you over the edge, but it doesn't. Mm. The original version is my favorite sauce. You can use it on anything. Mix it in anything from, you know, just top it with pizza, definitely on wings. I definitely had some of those yesterday for the Super Bowl. Mix it in with a mayo, make a, you know, sauce like that. It's endless. And that's, I like a lot of sauces that you can do a lot of things with that are versatile as well. And none better than Death by Chili Sauce.
I'm going to use it. My game plan is I like to get like a big old 10-pound bag of wings and make 5 or 6 sauces. Ooh. So I'll use that, baby. I also might use this one, the Mac Spice Hot and Spicy. You actually gave me that as a freebie. I didn't pick that one out.
Yeah, so another local company. And you get a lot of, just need a little bit. So it just kicks up anything you're looking to spice up, and it's not super hot, it's not super salty, it's just really the cayenne powder, bam, hits you, flavor. So if you're someone who just wants to add a little heat to something, throw on some Mac Spice here and you'll be happy.
Love it. Let's this is actually something I'm curious about, because curry karma, is that like Indian or
this style of curry? Now Karma Sauce, again, local company, they've exploded in terms of their popularity recently. If you're any of the viewers are familiar with the YouTube show Hot Ones, Karma Sauce has had 2 of their sauces on the show, Extreme Karma and then Burn After Eating. And they actually make the Los Caliente sauce. So anytime I go into their factory downtown, they always have hundreds of cases ready to ship out. So it couldn't have happened to a better guy. The owner, Gino Zach, he is unbelievably the nicest guy I've ever met. Wow. And the rest of the crew as well. I can't say enough good things about those guys. Now, Curry Karma is one I love and have all the Karma sauces. Curry Karma kind of sat in the back of my fridge for a long time because I don't usually have a lot of curry or Indian food. One day my fiance got some. I'm like, okay, here, let me throw out the Curry Karma. And I forgot how awesome it is. It's not too spicy. It's a low medium. I just found myself putting it just on rice, like plain rice, and mixing it with curry. It is awesome. It's their most underrated sauce. Those who would go excellent on wings as well. So,
and you said Karma Sauce, they make sauce for Hot Ones that the TV show and the YouTube channel and all that. I think there's a TV
show. They make the the TV show is like a game show. It's not with celebrities, but the online, the YouTube one is with the celebrities. So, yep, again, they've had a couple of their own sauces on the show, and then they make the Los Calientes brand, which is like the Hot Ones branded sauce.
Wow.
They have the original, and now the newer seasons have the Rojo version. So, again, they're made by Karma Sauce, so their elite sauces are fantastic.
Good to know. I like it medium. A lot of people, we're in Rochester, New York. We're right around the corner from Buffalo. We're in the Northeast. We love our hot sauce. We love our buffalo sauce. So I want to digress a little bit because I don't have anything extra hot in front of me right now. If I like watching Hot Ones, I like hot sauce. What should I go for if I really want something hot that tastes good?
That tastes good. So big thing about my company is I'm flavor first, especially with hot sauce. Heat comes second. I don't carry any hot sauces that have the extract in it, any of these multi-million Scoville unit, you know, crushes you, burns your tongue off, no taste, you're going to be miserable. I'm all about flavor. With that being said, there are a lot of great extreme level hot sauces. A lot of them that are on the Hot Ones show, I do carry as well. Some of my favorites, again, go right back to Karma Sauce. Extreme Karma is a great one. If you want to stay local, go with Pepper Nuts as Rockin' Reaper. That's a great one. It's got a tomato base, so it kind of dials back the Carolina Reaper heat. It still will get you. I personally like the Rapture. It's from a company called Torchbearer Sauces. It's 1.2 million Scoville units with 16 scorpion peppers in the bottle. So no extract, just pure heat. So that's a good one. Burns the McCoy. Exoresco is a solid, super hot one. Burn After Eating, again, going back to Karma Sauce. That one gets me. I have to tap out on that one. That one's too much for me. But if you like your heat, that's a solid one to have. I have lots of level 8, 9, and 10 on the site, too. So there's a lot to check out for all the great folks out there. I you know, a lot of people think, you know, they come up to me either at the public market festivals, oh, you must have all the super extreme hot ones. Not really. I'm more of a good medium hot. My tolerance has definitely gone up the last 2 or 3 years. But flavor first, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I like the taste of medium hot sauce, but if it's too hot and I'm sweating and I'm basically like I've got a handkerchief on my forehead every couple bites, I don't enjoy it as much. So I like the motto of flavor first. I was just going to say we like them hot around here, but I'm somewhere in the middle. You were saying a couple years ago?
Oh, so every year, well, not last year, obviously. This year, it's still up in the air. I'm going to assume they're gonna cancel it. But there's a New York City Hot Sauce Expo. So if you like hot sauce, it's the place to go. It's in Brooklyn. And I went for the first time back in 19. And the actual creator of the Carolina Reaper, his name is Ed Curry. He owns the Pucker Butt, funny name, right? Pucker Butt Hot Sauce Company. And, you know, he had his lineup of sauces. And I got to talk to him. He's a real nice guy. I went with my fiance and a friend of mine. And my friend had one of his extracts. I believe it was a 1.8 million Scoville unit called Ignition Point. And my friend had no idea it was that hot. Hey, he doesn't know anything about hot sauce. He took one thing of that, and he's got like long black curly hair that goes on his shoulders. It like went up. Luckily they had a free milk booth there. So we rushed to the milk booth, and there's this funny picture of us, that my fiance took. We're like all the sweats on my face. My glasses are like down to my, right over my nose. And
so I don't know exactly what the scale looks like with Scoville units, but I hear a number like 1.8 million. And I kind of assume that's got to be pretty darn hot.
So I, with Scoville units, like that Extreme Karma I mentioned, that clocked in around 56,000. So just imagine something that versus that 1.2 million one I mentioned. I mean, it gets way up there. But again, at that level, most of them are going to have extract in them and they're not going to taste that well, that good. So, and I focus on the ones that, taste good and have a nice, you know, a good following, cause it's flavor first.
You know, question I never thought I'd ask. Don't expect you to know the answer, but just popped in my mind. If you've gotten COVID, can you handle something with that? I'm just curious if COVID would reduce the taste of the heat. That'd be an interesting just thing to look into.
So I'm a member of a big Facebook group on Facebook, obviously, and a lot of, unfortunately, folks in the group have had COVID. And right. Your question was a lot of other folks' questions. Can you taste the heat and all that? And a lot of them said no. I mean, they didn't have the taste, and the heat was more more subtle. But it was the other, and they had to worry about it. So.
Sure, thank sure. God.
So they kind of went overboard. And like, let's again remember, there's two ways.
Without a doubt. And I got a couple more here. Let's talk about this one because I'm hungry, right? And it's a Peppernuts Pineapple Habanero. And look at that green screen. You see that? That's pretty cool. I'm throwing off the green screen. Now I'm losing my face.
Oh, there you go. Where'd you go?
So I'm going to fix my face in a second here. There it goes.
Oh, there you go.
I swear the color schemes. Yeah, but real quick. So I've actually got this. I'm making pulled chicken, and I've actually this in the crock pot with the chicken. I don't know if that was a good move or not, but well, what would you recommend for that kind of sauce?
You know, my go-to for pineapple persuasion is I put it on scrambled eggs. That's my my go-to. It's awesome. Of the six peppernut sauces, that one is my favorite. Again, it's got a lot of heat to it. A lot of folks, when they think about, you know, fruit-based hot sauces, oh, this won't be too hot. The pineapple persuasion definitely has some heat to it. Sorry, my light just flew off here. It's incredible sauce. Again, peppernuts. We're so lucky in Rochester. We have such a great hot sauce community here and such great makers. And I'm just glad to, you know, be a part of it in the way I am.
These are all local, right? So all these are from right here in Rochester, you said.
Yep. The Peppernuts, Death by Chili, Karma Sauce. Those are what I like to call the big three of Rochester.
Love it. But your site, you know, Flower City Flavor Company, is it regional? Is it anywhere in the world? Where are you getting your sauces? Is it mostly local? Or?
All over. Most of them are United States based. I have some great ones in Canada. I have a great sauce in Fiji. Fiji Fire. It was actually on Hot Ones. It's made with their native bongo chilies, so very unique. There's no other sauce like that because the only place in the world where they grow those peppers, at least to my knowledge, is in Fiji. So there's some great companies out of New Zealand. Cully's comes to mind. So I definitely want to expand other places in the world. But definitely the hot sauce scene has exploded. There's so many great makers across the country. So I'm just trying to get what I think would be a good part of, you know, my offering versus some of the, there's a lot of the hot sauce brands that you can get on a lot of different sites. My goal, at least in 2021 and moving forward, is I want to start working with some of the other crafters that aren't really on a lot of the other sites and help build them up that way.
I love that. Small batch, local, really great networking opportunities for everybody to uplift good product. And I've got two more I'm going to save this one because I want to save best for last. I'm really curious about this one. Ooh. So tell me about first the Tuscan Herb olive oil, because I've been meaning to do it.
All right, so now we're going to my brand, yes.
Oh, this is you?
Yes, my olive oils and vinegars are under my branding. So
love it.
So yeah, the Tuscan herb, that's my favorite of the, I have six total between the olive oils and the balsamic vinegars. Just a little history on them. So when I first started, I worked with a different vendor in terms of getting it together, and they were great, but I needed it to be a step above. There's a lot of solid olive oils and vinegars in Rochester. I needed to find how I was going to differentiate myself. And what I ended up doing is with, what you see there, and then like my fruit based, balsamic, like the fig, the blueberry, is my producer out of California. He uses real ingredients. A lot of the other ones that you find, they're made with natural flavors, so they're not bad, they're just not the real thing. They're better than artificial, but they're not real. Let's kind of put them in the middle there. So I wanted to use the real thing, and I think that the taste difference is no question. I definitely better. You know, the blueberry real fig, or real blueberries, the fake real figs. In the Tuscan herb, you have garlic, basil, oregano. It's a taste of Tuscany. So, just put it, dip it in some bread, throw it in a pasta. It's fantastic.
How's it? This might be a bad question. How's it taste on broccoli?
I mean, you can't go wrong with putting on anything. I haven't put it on broccoli myself. I think the closest to it was maybe a pasta that broccoli was mixed in, but yeah, can't go wrong. Or some, you know, if you're thinking greens, I've had it actually with asparagus before. So, you know, kind of in the same sort of thinking. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Chris, this is
just throw it in a pan. Yeah. And just grill it, or just, you know, fry it in the pan on the olive oil. You're good to go.
I'm sure it tastes good on anything. And Chris, it's really just me derailing the conversation because I'm making pulled chicken and broccoli. And I'm
you thinking, have food on your mind. So. Yeah,
what I'm going to dress that baby up with. But it's the last thing I want to mention, because we all know the brand. Got bourbon.
Oh, who's barrel, that other guy on there?
Bourbon barrel malt vinegar aged in iron smoke barrels. How long is it aged for? Tell me about this collaboration. What's it taste like? The whole shabam.
All right. So with the, that was aged for 3 months in the used iron smoke barrel. So they're at, you can just buy them off their website or go into the distillery. And you know, this is actually some, a brainchild of the Karma Sauce owner, Gene, I mentioned earlier. When I got wind of it, I'm like, Gene, what are you, and then Don, also the main sales guy there, I'm like, why is it sitting there? What are you doing? I have olive oil and vinegar. Let me add it to my lineup. And they handed the ball to me, let me run with it. Iron Smoke has been super, super supportive of it. Obviously, they let me put their logo on the bottle, and that's that's just like the biggest compliment I could have ever got. And, you know, I launched at the end of October. I'm on my next batch right now. It's aging. I know a lot of folks don't know really what malt vinegar is. Go to my website. There's a nice What is Malt Vinegar blog post if you're not exactly sure. But it's an incredible product. And if you're looking to try something new, that malt vinegar is the way to go. If you're a big bourbon or whiskey fan, you get a hint of the bourbon with it. Again, it doesn't overpower you. You're not drinking pure bourbon, but it is pretty good. Iron Smoke bourbon on its own. But just adding it to your repertoire in the kitchen, it's great. And again, I've got it's in some local stores. You know, I've joined some wholesale networks now, and Fair actually is one of them. They're one of the fastest growing ones. I'm on Fair now, so I've got the potential to reach the rest of the U.S. So yeah, I'm going full gas on it. It's been great. So I've been very, very lucky that I have that a part of my repertoire.
Love to hear it, full gas. And I'm excited to try this one. Some people know, some people don't. I've been on a short tolerance break, detox of drinking entirely. I'm known to like a 2, 3, 4, 5 bourbons, and this will be a good substitute for, you know, getting drunk and having a hangover the next day. Have some bourbon vinegar. So awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we've shouted out. I mean, I know where to find this. Where do the people at home find your flavors?
Sure. So the olive oil and vinegars are just right now available on my website. So again, that's flowercityflavor.com. Also the bourbon barrel malt vinegar, but I'm in 7 stores in the area right now. I hope to double that with the next batch and just keep on going. With that, let me see if I can name all the stores. Iron Smoke Distillery themselves, Redbird Market in Fairport, Hirmas, Hagedorn's, Arundhacoit Pharmacy, Ars Market, and Skips on the Ridge. Yes, I got them all. Those are the 7 that carry it right now.
Impressive. And yeah, supporting small businesses, local businesses. Hagedorn's, for example, I haven't been there in years, but what a beautiful little store.
I love Hagedorn's. Yeah. I just wish I could live closer to Webster. You go in there, the staff is happy, and just the folks over there, again, letting me be a part of their inventory. It's great. The Wegmans and everyone else is great, but you know, if you can really go to like a Hagedorn's or Irma's and some of the Ars Market and some of these other smaller grocery stores, definitely do so.
Yeah, Wegmans often goes unmatched, but Hagedorn's, for example, their beer selection is just awesome. Best in town if you like microbrews, if you like local. Shout out to Hagedorn's they've been there in Webster for what, like 20, 30, 40 years now. I don't even know how long it's been.
Maybe even longer than that. Yeah. They're Webster institution for sure.
Someone listening knows a lot more about Hagedorn's than we do. And they'll be able to maybe, give me a tip. If you ever want to email me, Ben@BalbertMarketing.com. But Chris, so you've got Flower City Flavor Company. Mm-hmm. What was there a tipping point or a reason that you started this company? Were you in the food industry previously? What was just the reason or the story behind starting this company? What was it, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah. So, I would say mid 2016 was when it first formulated. I always knew I wanted to own my own business, and I didn't really know how I was going to do that. I went to Syracuse University, and my major was film. And I graduated in 08. We all know what happened in 08. I started off great, the summer of 08, the fall of 08. And then, bam, my jobs went away. I was actually living in Orlando, Florida at the time with my cousin, who was a 25-year vet of the film industry. If he wasn't getting a job, I wasn't. So that kind of spun me all over the place. I ended up doing a couple others, but I ended up working for a local video production company for about 4 1/4 years doing video producing there. And I just kind of fell out of it, but I actually got exposed more to digital marketing and that aspect. So I knew I wanted to run my own website. I was thinking, okay, what can I do? Now, my minor was hospitality management. From my mom's side of the family, they've all owned Italian restaurants in the area. And I just didn't have the cooking expertise they had. I just, for whatever reason, didn't come naturally to me. I'm working on it, but they're the OGs. They're the masters. My grandfather, my great uncles. And I was just trying to think, okay, so what's out there? What has nobody done, or what's starting to really grow? And it brought me back to a couple experiences I had. I went to a wedding in New Orleans at the end of 2014, and we went to a hot sauce tasting store. We were just all about New Orleans. And I'm like, I've never been to something like this. And, you know, the store was as long as you could see, and you could try almost everything they had. I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. I got into Myrtle Beach the previous year, and we went to one of the shopping areas there, and they had an olive oil and vinegar tasting store. At that time, that was a pretty new concept. I mean, overall, it is still pretty new, but especially back in 2015, and you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to walk in here. This looks cool. Let me just check it out. 15 minutes later, I walked out with $80 worth of oil and vinegar. So, you know, those experiences, I'm like, okay, maybe those guys had something, they're doing something right. So that's how that kind of like, okay, let me do specialty foods, gourmet foods, small batch things. That's how that's how it got started.
Congrats. Yeah. The rest is history. And, I love all the tastes. Tried obviously the pepper nuts. I've tried the chili here. This dry rub I put on everything. So
okay.
I know you're onto something good. I'm wondering in your position, how do you not, you know, consume all your product yourself?
Well, I have a dwindling now refrigerator hot sauce that anytime I get something new or I want to try, I get the no from the missus. Luckily through just some of the festivals, events I've gone to, Karma Sauce, their factory has a refrigerator full of hundreds of sauces. I've got to try a whole bunch of sauces. And there's still so many more that I'm looking forward to try and just to learn about. You know, I really want to be that expert, at least in the Rochester area, your go-to. Okay, tell me about this, and I know it, you know, off the top of my head sort of thing. So,
yeah. So what sauce, you know, ones that we haven't mentioned yet, something maybe weird or obscure, or if I were to read the description, I wouldn't think that I'd like. Any sauces you've tried in the past that might be weird, obscure, or off-putting at first, and you tried and you're like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever had. Any recommendations from the site or just things you've had on your travels?
If you could think of it, it's pretty much been done in a hot sauce. I mean, there's hot sauce out there that's made with kelp. There's hot sauces made with ants. Like it's great. I even had that one. I don't think that's one I'm gonna have. But I mean, there's some scorpion hot sauces made with real bits of scorpion. So I mean, again, that's probably not something I'm gonna go out of my way to try. But a part of my inventory. There's so many unique sauces. You know, I think a lot of the unique sauces come with made with like local beers. I have a lot of beer-based hot sauces that do very well. And again, you think an IPA and a hot sauce, is that going to go together? I don't know. I got a couple that are really solid that are, I put on a lot of things. They're no longer in the fridge because I need to open a new one. what's my most unique one? That, I mean, Peppernuts has a banana bomb. You wouldn't think banana would be a hot sauce flavor. It is fantastic. So Peppernuts has a banana bomb and a rum runner. What you do with those two, you just get vanilla ice cream. You put both of those on it. It's like a spicy tribute to a Banana's Foster. So every National Ice Cream Day, I do that duo on an ice cream. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a second round. I'm gonna try some more of these when I'm done with my first batch. I know personally, you deliver this right to my doorstep. Do you deliver anywhere in Rochester? Like, tell me a little bit about that. Did I get special treatment?
No. I like to for you, of course, but no. If you live in Monroe County, I deliver for free. So I live in Fairport. I've had folks from Hamlin order. So I take the trek up to Hamlin. It's a 40-minute drive. But again, Flower City, Rochester, Monroe County. Again, my goal is to be, everywhere in Rochester and your go-to. So yes, it's, right now I have no minimum. So I've delivered one bottle of hot sauce a very long way. I might change that. So with me getting more and more business, that's a little tougher to do. But Monroe County, the order, free delivery, as long as your zip code is Monroe County.
And you can obviously ship it pretty much anywhere, right?
Oh yeah, I have almost daily orders as well, so they go all over the country. I have a lot of customers in Washington State and California. Interestingly, I don't know. I'll get an order come in like Washington State again. How do they know about me? But one thing I really, especially with in 2020, not being able to do the public market or any of the festivals and events, I really spent the time to really SEO my site and really speed it up and get it to where it needed to be. I mean, I have a digital marketing background. It's just something that I didn't put so much effort into it, but I did so, and it's been my business from this year, from last year, is unquestionably better. I look back in 2018, my sales in 2018, and I'm not ashamed to say this, was $408 for the whole year revenue. I've done that in an hour multiple times last year. So how I've grown over, that amount of time has been fantastic. And, I'm kind of glad that it was a really slow start, because I don't think I would have wanted as much if I started off the gate really successful. So now that I have the success that I have now, I'm ready for the next step, from there. So, and that's an amazing thing when, I go to an event and, do $1,000 in 6 hours. That's, wow. 2 years earlier, I didn't even make half of that in a whole year, 365 days, and I did it in hours. So,
wow. Well, hey, congratulations on a massive growth in sales. It's obviously working. I was going to say, if you can deliver, you deliver locally, but you can ship anywhere. In my opinion, and sorry for anybody out in Hamlin that wants to get, a dry rub delivered, I think you probably should put together a minimum, because, $50 minimum.
Everyone tells me to, I know.
If you're driving if you're going from Hamlin to Farmington, back to Rochester, over to Geneseo, just make sure you've subscribed to Rochester Business Connections, because you've got a lot, of driving to do, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably add that just with, again, the volume I do now versus what I did before. Awesome rating off mileage. It always helps. So I'm in the middle of doing that too. That's one of the things when you're doing your own business, your own taxes, and have to be very organized. I'm getting better each year, but, I want folks to, if they're looking for something, I'm there for you. I'll deliver right to your door.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone appreciates the heck out of it. I hope I don't get hate mail for recommending a minimum balance, but at the end of the day, all you got to do is spend $50, $75. You should drop $50, $100, and you get it delivered to your door. No DoorDash, I forget all the names of the places, but basically,
it's just me and my RAV4 and my big beard. That's your delivery guy.
I love it. I want to keep it lighthearted. I think this whole conversation's been lighthearted and fun, but let's get it even more lighthearted.
All right.
Rapid fire round, just to get to know Chris a little bit better. They're either or questions, but don't hesitate to fill in the blank if you don't like any of the possible answers. So, coffee or tea?
Definitely coffee. I have to have my morning coffee. I never used to be a coffee person, but it's mandatory now. I have to have my cup of coffee in the morning.
Good stuff. What about beer or wine after a long day?
They're both great. Can I declare a tie? Is that possible?
let's do favorite type of beer.
I have a soft spot for the wheat beer. I'm slowly getting more into IPAs. It's been a little tough for me, but I'm slowly trying to up my IPA game. you know, Three Heads makes some great IPAs, and again, a lot of other Rochester-based craft breweries. So it's I'm trying to be more sophisticated in that game as well, and the wine game. Again, just we have everything in Rochester: great breweries, great wineries, the Finger Lakes. I mean, we got it all here. If you like food, this is a place to be.
Dude, if you like food, drinks, it's a great place to be in. Just to pick on you a little bit, you say you're trying to, you know, get more into IPAs. Mm-hmm. It's not a requirement just because IPAs are basically, if you have a big beer, it doesn't mean you have to be an IPA drinker.
I think I have to, though. If I have the beer, you see me drinking a regular Budweiser, people are like,
Do you have any favorite local restaurants?
Ooh, wow. There's so many good ones. I don't know if I can even name a favorite.
Just so you know, sometimes I ask questions that would overwhelm myself because the list, I mean, it depends on what kind of restaurant. We've got every ethnicity. We've got every style. Yeah. We've got everything here, so...
I'll try to just list a couple in terms of cuisine types. I really like Nino's. They're on Monroe, I think. Yeah, the Mexican. If you like Japanese food, I like the Tokyo Japanese restaurant that's in Henrietta. They used to be where the Delta Sonic is now. Those folks retired, and then some of the employees there kind of took over the name, and they moved to... they're across from the name of the street escapes me. They're across from Marketplace Mall, that plaza. but Rochester's got so many great restaurants.
Yeah, it's incredible. What else? Ice cream flavors. Do you got a favorite?
You know, I think I'm a sucker for cookie dough. That's my go-to.
Yeah, some good old cookie dough. Man, I'm getting hungry having this conversation. Like I said, I've got some of this pepper nuts, pineapple. I'm making basically pineapple pulled chicken, and I got food on my mind thanks to you and your flavors here. In the world of hot sauce and flavor and oils, you know, again, I'm very simple minded with my cooking. I don't know much. So I know that I need a good sauce because when I throw butter and I throw butter on it, a little bit of maybe I like everything bagel seasoning. I'll put that on like everything. Mm-hmm. But really the sauce is what makes the food for me because I'm not a good cook. In the mm-hmm. world of sauce, is there anything that, you know, I would have asked you if I had known a little bit more about Flower City Flavor in terms of maybe the ingredients or most popular, anything we didn't touch on that you could ultimately teach us a little bit about?
I would probably say the level of, or the types of peppers and like their heat level. So if you want to start at like the top level, the three mainstream hottest peppers, starts at the ghost pepper, then you go up to the scorpion, and then the king is Carolina Reaper of the mainstream big, or the hottest of the hot sauce. In the mid-level, habanero is definitely the most popular. On the milder end, jalapeno. But there's a lot of unique types of peppers out there as well. And I think another awesome super hot pepper is the Seven Pot pepper. Seven Pot Primo is a solid one. There's the Fresno pepper, there's Fratelli, there's so many. The Italian long pepper, there's a lot of different peppers out there. So, you know, there's different levels for everybody. In terms of if you see jalapeno, again, it's still hot, it's just getting in the lower end. If you see Reaper, then you know you're in for some some heat.
Yeah, just like anything in life, you know, try some different things, try some different flavors, figure out what you like the most. I know personally we're everything's pre-recorded. I think the audience already knows that we're recording this. It's 5:55, so I'm about to go into dinner, but it doesn't matter if it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, you've got a sauce for every meal, right? And sure. Shout out again, the website, Facebook, any other way to keep in touch with you, Chris?
Yeah. So again, flowercityflavor.com is the website. On Facebook and Instagram. I'm not very social media savvy. I'm trying my best. I've been on Facebook since 2004, right? Just as a normal person. I'm just not one of those guys that, posts my entire life. And I used to be, but since I've gotten older, I don't do it as much anymore. But yeah, I try to be more active on Facebook and Instagram. But yeah, definitely check it out. If you're looking to try something new, find another new flavor. Again, not just hot sauces or olive oils and vinegars, but we have a great barbecue sauce selection, seasonings. You'll find there's something for everybody.
Love it. Love it. And let's say I'm on the website and I don't know what to get. Can I email or call you for recommendations? How would that work?
Sure. Yep. Just go to the contact us page. I've had folks reach out to me. Hey, I'm looking to make a 3-pack gift. What do you recommend? Or, I actually had a woman, last week, she wanted to give a couple of bottles of hot sauce for Valentine's Day. I'm like, okay, well, I think these two are good to go. So yeah, if you need, Valentine's Day, ideas, give the gifts a flavor. So give them a 4-pack of my olive oils and vinegars, create your own box of hot sauces. If you are overwhelmed, just shoot me an email. You can call me as well. If I'm available, I'll pick up and we'll talk shop and I'll help you out.
You just gave me ideas. Everybody at home, save your trip. Save your trip to Walgreens. No more Russell Stover this year. Give the gift of a good pack of oils or something different this year. I love that. Yeah. Well, awesome, man.
They make great gifts.
They do make great gifts. Hey, dude, and they're small size where you can get, 4 to 6 of them and try them all out. Have like a little tasting. Yeah. So I love it, man. Thanks for coming on the show. You made me hungry.
Oh, great. Hey, Ben, I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. Let me know how that pulled chicken is afterwards, okay?
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.